This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado is putting the lid on methane emissions from landfills. CPR's Ishan Takor has more.
Colorado's municipal landfills emit more methane than any other statewide source. That's a problem because methane is a potent climate-warming gas. The state wants to tighten emission standards and let operators use technology like satellites or drones to monitor leaks. Environmental groups say new rules are low-hanging fruit to meet state climate goals. Catherine Blauvelt is with Industrious Labs.
You don't have to split an atom to effectively prevent harmful emissions.
A public meeting about the proposed rules is scheduled for January. Ishan Takor, CPR News.
The construction of new homes and other building projects in the Pikes Peak region totaled about $3.4 billion last year, KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
Residential construction increased slightly in 2024 after being down the two previous years, including single-family houses, townhomes, and condos. That's according to a recent report from the Pikes Peak Regional Building Department. But there was a 63% drop in permits for new apartment units last year from the previous year. There are still thousands of new apartments coming online, though, due to projects already under construction or recently finished. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
A lot of people came out this past weekend to watch women's hockey in Denver. The game between the Minnesota and Montreal teams of the Professional Women's Hockey League set a U.S. attendance record. The crowd of just over 14,000 people at Ball Arena was the biggest in the U.S. to attend one of the league's games. The league is touring to test the interest in nine cities for possible expansion teams. The Professional Women's Hockey League currently has six teams. They've been playing for about a year. In Sunday's game in Denver, Minnesota won. The score was 4-2. Denver and Colorado Springs have highs today near 40. It's getting warmer toward the end of the week. This is CPR News and KRCC.